Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
Submit these online on the Playhouse page at 194.com, and we'll tackle them here on the show. Love Doctors, Love Doctors, you're the Love Gurus. All right, here's the deal. We broke up a few days ago. He's already with another girl, very publicly so, Facebook official and everything. I'm convinced he was cheating now because it was so quick. Is it worth asking him about it, just as confirmation so I know, or does it not even matter enough that I should even ask?
It doesn't even matter. You're broken up. The fact that he already did that, he's not a person you want. Why? I know it might make you feel better, but let's say you get the answer that he was cheating. Then what?
Like, there is a part of me that would, like, I feel the same way she does. Like, I'd want to know. But if you already kind of have a feeling that he was, and, well, obviously, it kind of looks like, sounds like he was, I wouldn't even talk to him about it, because you're just going to think about it. You're going to think about the past, and it's just going to hurt you even more.
Yeah, it kind of seems like you already know what was going on there. I don't know if the confirmation's really worth it. Know that's probably the case. Know that's what it probably looks like to most people. He's putting that on Facebook so quick and move on with your business. Love Doctors, Love Doctors, you're the Love Gurus. My husband bought me an elliptical machine for Valentine's Day, and it's fine, I guess, but I never mentioned wanting anything like this ever. I said thank you and pretended to be excited, but it's just sort of sitting there, and now I feel kind of offended. Do I talk to him about this?
I mean, I would say this isn't something I would ever want. Like, I wouldn't want a gift like that. I think you just have to be honest. Maybe say, I appreciate your idea and I appreciate you getting it, but I'm not going to use it.
It's one of those things where, like, I don't know if he really is, like, trying to tell you should lose weight or anything. Like, maybe he's thinking this would be good for both of us to have in our home, like a good way to work out at home. And in his mind, he's thinking it's a great gift because they're expensive. They're not cheap.
Sure.
So he probably spent a good amount of money on it. I would actually not say anything to him about it at all, and like wait to see like if he's using it too, because maybe it was like a joint gift.
Yeah, maybe there's more of a point to it than is on the surface. You could see where it goes, and gifts are tough.
Yeah.
You know, usually, 9 times out of 10, I think when somebody gives you a gift, the proper response is, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love it so much. And you move on. Now, the exercise equipment is kind of a landmine, because if you've never expressed interest in that, you do wonder if there's, like you said, some sort of extra underlying message there. You could just wait it out, see how it goes. You could ask him, hey, did I mention I wanted one of these? Or what made you even think of that? That was what gave you that gift idea. Maybe it's rooted from somewhere. If it bothers you, you can ask about it. But
I mean, there's commercials for it everywhere. So I wonder if like that's why he just saw it. And you see like the Peloton and all those commercials where they get them as gifts. Like the husband gifts it to the wife.
All the time. Peloton really wants you to believe that that's a huge gift.
So he was a sucker for it and he fell into it. So I think, like Jamie said, maybe he also wanted it and thought it would be a good gift. But, like, guys, things you should stay away from, and I think Jamie's going to disagree with me on, but never gift a girl workout equipment unless she asks for it. And the same for, like, appliances.
That's all I give is appliances.
I see why.
I love appliances as gifts. I don't know. I cried when I got my KitchenAid, so...
Basically,
I don't think it should be a gift, though. It's something you need for the home. Like Pizza Man was like, I'm going to get you a blender and a toaster for Valentine's Day. And I was like, throw the toaster in the bathtub. No,
it's a person by person thing, because if there's not some practicality to any gift I give my wife, she's like upset that I spent money on something.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I bought her because I'd gotten her a KitchenAid a couple holidays ago, and she broke her little hand mixer.
Yeah.
And she's probably listening right now, so she can know I think she's a crazy person. So she broke her, like, hand mixer, not the nice KitchenAid, just the crappy little hand mixer. One of them doesn't work. The other one, you can't even, I don't think you can get out the spinny thing, the whisk, maybe?
Yeah.
And when you plug it in, it turns on. It doesn't turn on and off anymore. The thing is broken. So what did I do among my Valentine's Day things? You know, I did the flower thing because I just think if you're in a relationship with a woman, she deserves flower on Valentine's Day. I believe that in my soul. She says I shouldn't waste money on them because they die. I believe that, so I buy the flowers. But then I'm not just going to do the flowers because I know she broke this mixer. And so I went out and I got a mixer. I didn't get the most expensive one. I didn't get the cheapest one. I was right in the middle because I thought that's a good safe zone. And now she wants to return it because this one I have is fine. It's broken.
Yeah.
The darn thing's broken. Appliances is a great gift.
I see. I would rather just get appliances because we need them. I don't want them as a gift.
I don't know. I think appliances are a good gift. I think workout stuff is
if
a good
ask
gift.
For
well,
workout.
I don't know. Because they're, I think, well, this is going to, well, you know, theory, but I think that as like society, we should probably not worry about being offended when you get health type gifts,
mm-hmm.
because it really is like a great gift for anybody in your household to have some form of like workout equipment at home.
Now, your boy gets you some Spanx for Christmas
there,
or Valentine's
that's
Day.
Different.
You got your new conversation to have, but the elliptical was probably well intentioned. And finally, today, love doctors, you are the love gurus. I'm wondering if I am crazy. I am married, but I have this new coworker at work that I feel such a deep connection to. I know he can feel it too, and I just want to know if I would be insane to leave a perfectly fine marriage to pursue somebody that has just happened into my life. There's such a magical spark with him, I've never felt anything like it before.
You're crazy. It's called lust.
Yeah.
What? Back up.
I mean, I am in like a perfectly happy marriage, love my husband to pieces, but I mean,
but
we got an office hottie walking around here, and I can look at him and be like, he is hot. But I don't think, like, there's any emotional connection.
Who is the office hottie now? You got a different office hottie every day. Who are you eyeballing now?
The production guy.
Greg?
Yeah. No.
Trace's friend.
Oh, the just straight out of college young office hottie.
Yeah.
Well, of course you're not going to leave him for a 14-year-old, for God's sake.
I know, but like, and then that's the thing is like, you see people and you're like, he's good looking and you just kind of, but you should, like, if you're thinking more than that, that's scary.
And I feel like then you should almost take a step back and like look at your relationship. Are you happy in it? Are you happy in this marriage? Why do you think that just because you think a guy's hot, you should leave your relationship?
And what if he, like, you don't know what your connection is. What if he's just being nice?
I actually think you should. So my advice is what I want to say. My advice is a little bit similar, I think, to something that Amy was getting at. I actually think you should leave your husband. And that's because if you are sitting in a perfectly fine marriage, as you called it, but like considering leaving him for some random dude that started working with you, I kind of think you don't have that good of a marriage.
Okay, that is true.
So that would be my advice. I don't know so much about your weird workplace relationship that you got going, but I do think maybe you should consider leaving. I also think we should do, this is unrelated, but kind of related, a side-by-side on Facebook. And what we'll do is we'll post a picture of production guy Quinn and your husband, and we'll go ahead and put them on Facebook.
I don't think
that's we'll
a
see
great
which
idea.
One do you think should be the man in Jamie's life.
I mean, I don't
think maybe we should not do that. But
and just see where the votes go.
Okay, come on. We got, he's the office hottie.
Is that a known thing? Is he?
No, I mean, he's not my office hottie. I don't have any anymore.
Oh my gosh, you made
every
me sick.
Once a week I hear about a different office hottie. You guys can't commit to one office hottie.
There,
you guys
had,
get a different one
every
day.
We had one, and then we found out he was heartless and doesn't care for children.
Oh.
And so now we had to move on.
There's an office hottie that hates kids now?
Basically,
does Quinn like kids?
We don't know. But he's young, so we're going to give him the benefit of a doubt if he doesn't like kids.
So are you guys going to make him a little plaque that says, congratulations, you're the current Jamie Amy office
office. You know what?
Start giving out awards.
We should, like, you know those birthday badges you get at the dollar store?
Yeah.
We could just put, like, a little paper on it. We could present it to them every month.
Well, and you see those stickers on, like, workplaces that are like, we won the whatever nonsensical award that some company made up for web hits. You guys could get something like that, like a little J&A hottie sticker for his office.
We
I don't
should.
Even need to be the Jane. I would say majority, if we did an office poll, would say that the guy who we think is the office hottie is the general consensus office hottie. Everyone would think that. You probably think he's the office hottie too.
I mean, I didn't. And then we had lunch together yesterday and I was like, he's dreamy.
So you know.
Yeah, no, I can see where you guys are getting that from. This has been the Love Doctors.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.